This is Tejano Gold.
This is where you'll hear only the best Tejano music being aired around the world by some of our affiliate family, some of the best Tejano and regional Mexican radio stations across the USA. By the way, my name is Rudy Trevino, and we want to let you know that this show right here is proudly sponsored by our friends at LNF Distributors, Anheuser-Busch. That's Budweiser and Bud Light. Now, tiempo de regresar al contigo. From the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas, Lupe Sainz Jr. and Margarita Fender move up to number 13 with their single Rompiendo Cadenas. Song number 13 on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Trancado de la vida y soledad. Estoy a punto de romper estas cadenas. He estado presa y no puedo escapar, pero tengo el poder para quebrar.
Song number 13, Rompiendo Cadenas by Lupe Sainz Jr. featuring Margarita Fender, niece of the unforgettable Freddie Fender. We hope to have these two on Tejano Gold Countdown as part of our special guest series coming up very soon, so stay tuned. We've reached the number 12 spot with the talented Juan H. Trevino. Sedúceme, written and produced by Juan H. Trevino himself. It's number 12 on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Ven, anda, sedúceme otra vez. Quiero besarte como ayer. Sentir mis manos en tu piel hasta el amanecer. Ven, quiero perderme en tu cuerpo. Sumergirme en tu pensamiento. Que corra la electricidad.
Tejano Gold Countdown. La posición número 12 la ocupa el Grammy Award winner Juan H. Treviño. The name of the song, Sedúceme. Excelente compositor de grandes éxitos grabados por Los Palominos, David Ligarza, Eli Dayavante y muchos más. Sedúceme is at number 12 this week on Tejano Gold Countdown. Today, interesting conversation with my special guest, Hilda Lamas. And Hilda, your greatest hits have been in the blues and with songs sung in English. What's the difference between this new single, Amor Condicional, and your past hits?
Well, on this one, the big difference for me was vocally, because this song takes you from the lows all the way up to the highs and back down to the lows, and it's just all over the place with emotion. And so vocally, it requires different styles, and so I get to be really soft and tender, and then I get to be real loud and aggressive, and it just really takes you on a whole ride. And most of my songs that I've done before in the past that I have recorded, usually it's either real, you know, gutsy, or it's really, really sultry, and this is a nice mix. I feel not only showcases my vocals, but it also showcases emotion, and it takes you on a journey.
We'll be back with more of my conversation with our guest Hilda Lamas later in the show, but right now, let's get back to the countdown.
Number 11!
El día.
Tejano Gold Countdown Infragante by Mónica Saldívar, que avanza hasta la posición número 11 con este sencillo que forma parte de su álbum Soy Más Fuerte Deluxe. Now let's get the latest on what's happening in La Onda from TejanoNation.net. Here's Romeo.
Thanks, Rudy. Here's what's trending at TejanoNation.net. Stephanie Montiel will celebrate 30 years in Tejano music this year, and the award-winning singer announced the launch of her Lone Star Nights tour for 2023, celebrating her three decades in the Lone Star State, which features numerous hit songs, many successful albums, earning three nominations each for Grammy Awards and Latin Grammys, and of course, multiple Tejano Music Awards, even an induction into the Tejano Roots Hall of Fame in 2013. Stephanie began her music career at the age of 5 in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and she was inducted into the New Mexico Music Hall of Fame in November. Stephanie shared her excitement on their recognition with Tejano Nation.
It's a true honor. It's just such a blessing to be recognized for my contributions, not only to New Mexico music, but what I've done since then as well, which is, of course, Tejano music. Just very, very happy, honored, and just I feel so blessed to have been recognized for this.
Stephanie Montiel continues to innovate her sound with the creative production of her husband, Gabriel Zavala.
We try, you know, we have some really, really loyal fans out there. And, you know, sometimes you're like, well, that's not Tejano. But, you know, what is Tejano anymore? You know, it's like we have to keep innovating. We have to keep growing as an industry. And that's the only way, you know, that we can capture the ear of people outside of Tejano. And we need Tejano to grow and to continue to reach new places.
Stephanie Montiel plans to release new music soon, and look for her in your town during her Lone Star Nights tour this year. Get full details at TejanoNation.net. I'm Romeo with Tejano Nation, your number one source for Tejano news.
Thanks, Romeo. We'll check back with you in the next hour. As we go to break, time now for a review. Yes, we have a review of our Tejano trivia quiz, in case you missed it. The years between 1990 and 1995 saw the peak of Tejano. La Mafia, led by Oscar de la Rosa, gained popularity throughout Latin America, being the first Tejano artist to sell more than a million albums with his 1992 recording. Do you remember the title of that album? The answer, coming up later in the show. More Tejano Gold Countdown is on the way. No te cambies.
Tejano Gold.
When you open a crisp, cold Bud Light, you know game day is here.
Touchdown! You owe me $5.
We mean every sound. Enjoy responsibly. 2022 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.